From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. Tisha B'Av, it's called a moed, a holiday. We don't say tachanun, but it produces a lot of anxiety and many people try to avoid it. Maybe we could sleep through Tisha B'Av. Is there any way that we can turn it around?
I think that this question is really pertinent to every individual with the world and our lives today, because most people's lives, especially with the economy it is, with the political situation, with the wars in the world, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of problems. And the question is, how do we look out into the world and we see all these negative things? How do we turn that around? There's a very simple formula. What happened in the night that the spies came back from spying out the land, they came with a very negative report. They saw people dying. They saw giants. They saw big fruit. And they interpreted it as being negative. They gave that report over to the Jewish people, and they embraced it. And in last week's Parsha, Devarim, right at the beginning, chapter 1, verse 27, it says, Tiragnu bo'alechem. You spoke slander in your tents, and you said the following words. Because Hashem hates us, he brought us out of Mitzrayim. What does Rashi say? He loved you, but you felt negative towards him. And therefore, it appeared to you this way. As the common proverb says, that which you feel in your heart about your friend is what you imagine your friend's thinking about you. We project negativity and we create our reality. The trick is to realize that if there's negativity in front of me, there's a reason for it.
The Sfas teaches on this verse that if I see negativity in my world, it's for one of two reasons. Either it's for my benefit and I don't realize it, or Hashem is rebuking me and he wants to wake me up.
What was the real reality with the giants and the people dying in the big fruit? Hashem was making a favor for the spies. He was preoccupying all the people while they were buying out the land. Why were there giants? Because it was a very powerful land, big fruits, big people. It was a good land. They had negativity in their heart and they projected it out into the world. When the spies came back and they said this negative report, so it says, that night you cried, but your crying was for no reason. I'm going to establish for you a crying for generations. Nice father. You cried for no reason, I'll give you what to cry about. No. It's not like that. That's the way it sounds. What's the real truth behind it is that by sitting with this negativity, I can transmute it. I can turn it around. We want to avoid our anxiety. We don't realize that it's like trying to sweep it under the carpet. It's just going to grow there. And we want to fight with our anxiety. It's just going to blow up. We have to embrace our anxiety. What does it mean to embrace our anxiety? The word responsible means the ability to respond, to not be an ignorer or a reactor, but a responder. A responder is a whole different ballgame. It's a person who's mature and recognizes that when I'm going to become a father, I'm going to have problems and I'm going to have to become responsible. Many people want to try to avoid becoming a father because they don't want to have to deal with the responsibilities. Life equals problems, but it's not because Hashem's not loving. He loves you. The Jewish people said, Hashem hates us and that's why this is happening to us. No, Rashi says, he loves you. But you got a problem. There's negativity in your heart. And you're throwing that out into the world as if God, the creator of the world, created the world to afflict you. He's not afflicting you. He loves you. He wants you to get your act together. Therefore, he sends you the situation. So now, if you could take a pill and take away the anxiety, you will be covering over the door to a better way of life. And that's what people do. They drink. They take pills. They work. And they cover over their problems. They cover over Tisha B'Av. You know why? Because Tisha B'Av is problematic. I don't want to feel sad today. Somebody's going to tell me I have to fast and I have to sit and feel sad and say all these prayers. I don't want to. Guess what? There are people that do this every day of their lives. They wake up in the middle of the night instead of pulling the covers over and saying, I want to sleep a good 10 hours and forget about my problems. They wake up in the middle of the night and they think about things that theoretically aren't their problems. That doesn't sound healthy. Oh, it's very healthy. If you be around them, you'll see that they're the happiest people in the whole world. Why? Because they know the secret that being responsible creates happy people. Being responsible means that they recognize that it's not what's happened 2,000 years ago, it's what's going on right now. I am a parent. I am a responsible human being. Part of what's going on in the world is my responsibility. I'm going to respond. I'm going to sit there with the pain, and I'm not going to wait to have the joy after I die. I'm going to feel the joy right away, today. And that's why these people are the happiest people in the world. They're not projecting negativity out into the world. They're taking responsibility for the negativity. They're sitting with it, and they're transmuting it and transforming it and turning it into joy. This is the formula. It really works. First, don't avoid it. Don't cover it over. Don't take a pill. Don't drink. Start to ask yourself the question, why am I feeling anxious? And let the answer come within. There's a law in the universe. When one asks questions, you will receive answers. Receive not from the head, but from within. It's a cause and effect. Questions bring answers. Don't cover over the problem. Anxiety is a gift from Hashem right now. He wants you to wake up. He wants you to become bigger and better, more responsible, more mature. He wants you to go to the next level. And this is exactly what the Svasemis teaches on our verse, that we can turn it all around. What once was the problem can be the rectification. What once caused the exile can be the catalyst for the redemption. In the days of the spies, really everything Hashem was doing was for our benefit. And all we had to do was have emunah and believe that it was all for the best, and everything would have turned around for the best. That mistake was the beginning of the exile, the gullus. Mida tova meruba, if we can turn around the negativity and see things with a good eye. All the more so today, when all of the things in the world that aren't going away could be an aspect of rebuke. If we can receive that with love, our love can literally transmute the situation and turn it into the beginning of the Geula right now. Amen. Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.